Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wallington.
And I'm David C. Smalley.
And what we do at the Liars Club is we have one of our comedy pals come on, and we ask them to tell two stories. One is a truth, one is a lie. And then we try to figure out which one is the lie. It's a simple theme. We're no geniuses, but it works for us. Jessica?
Yeah, thank you, Felicia.
You're welcome.
I'm going to introduce our guest today. I'm so excited that she's here with us. She has over 450 million followers on TikTok. Do I say it again? Yes, 450 million, because she's funny as fuck. This is Miss Zhao Ying Summers.
Wow.
Welcome to the show.
It's 450 views, but
that
makes me feel like a...
Yeah, but after this
thank
podcast,
you.
That's about 450.
I just gained a lot of followers on TikTok. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so sorry I'm underdressed.
I know. I wish you would have tried harder.
I didn't know I was coming to a basement. I'm like,
it's a perfect basement outfit.
I would put on some makeup if I knew we were coming to this fancy basement.
That would have been nice. I thought I'd put that in the notes.
Yeah,
I'll put on my fake eyelashes.
Okay.
We all grew up in trailers, as we established.
Yes.
So you're lucky we even have pants on.
Yeah. I'm from the dumpster. I'm a dumpster baby, so.
We live in them. Do they have trailer parks in Asia?
No.
So even the poorest Asian people have privilege over white people.
One time, my ex was sitting in the car with my mom, and then he's like, "Why?" He's trying to be nice to my mom. He's like, "I don't know why. See, there's no homeless Asian people on the streets." My mom is like, "Yeah, if Zhao Ying can't pay her Tesla bill next month, I shoot her before she go out and bring shit to me."
Oh, mercy killings. Yeah. That's why.
I like your mom. I like that. So when you say, I know that we were asking about trailer stuff, but when a person says you were born in a dumpster?
I wasn't born. I was born during the one-child policy, and my penis was missing when I was born, so my father was taking me to the dumpster to get rid of me. But he dropped me. He was drunk. It runs in the family.
Is this a real story?
Yeah. So he dropped me in my head here first, and that's why I'm a comedian now, obviously.
Right.
But also, my mom heard me crying. She, she's like, you know what? She's ugly, but she's a fighter. We are keeping her.
Yeah.
So I didn't really... They kept me, but they make sure I know this whenever I get A- in school.
Okay.
We brought you back. I did not bring you back from the dumpster for A-, bitch.
Okay.
She I mean, like, you can't even argue with that logic, though. That makes sense.
Yeah, I did not bring
your grades
back
up
from the dumpster for A minus.
Yeah.
That's classic, right? That's good, right?
Well, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have any people. I'm so grateful for my mom.
Yeah. Well, she taught you well.
She did.
Taught you well.
She did.
When did you move here?
2009. I moved from China to Kentucky for college.
You did.
Did you say Kentucky? On purpose?
Oh, my God. The last lady that did that married Mitch McConnell, Jesus.
It wasn't on purpose. I was just applying for schools in America. I got my first offer. I just saw Kentucky is in America. I can move from Kentucky to New York if I want to. I just need to get a visa. So.
Right.
See, that's why we should split this country up, because Kentucky is not like a lot of other parts of America.
No, but it's a gateway, apparently, to Los Angeles.
It's a gateway to the basement of the coffee store.
Wait, hold on.
Yes, Kentucky is the gateway to the basement of the comedy store.
Yeah, she went from a dumpster to success twice.
Yes.
She left Kentucky and made it to LA.
I know.
Congratulations.
Wow, you're a fighter, girl.
Thank you. Yeah. I have a joke. It's like people ask me, Kentucky, really? I'm like, yes, really. Nobody lies about going to Kentucky.
Yeah.
It's not Harvard.
This is true.
I would not. I've never been to Kentucky.
All right. So the point of the podcast, obviously, as you know, is to tell two stories. One is a lie and one is the truth. And you can tell whatever story you want to. We're going to ask you questions. Don't be terrified if Jessica tries to grill you.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Okay. She's like, I made it out of a dumpster, bitch. I can do your podcast. So you may start at any time. And what's your first story?
The first story is that I got back from New York City, and I was at LAX. I was walking by this store.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing
jeans
and a t-shirt, like I think a Caroline's t-shirt.
Okay.
Caroline's on Broadway.
Okay.
I got free t-shirts from there. I got two of them.
Okay.
I said I lost that one, but then I didn't lose it. I just want two.
Yeah.
I want more. I mean, I just don't know why I want so much free things. It's just the trauma, you know.
Okay, yeah.
So I was walking and then there's this FAO Schwartz, the toy store. I'm like, I should bring toys. I'm a single mom. I have two babies. Yeah. My son is 3.5. My daughter is 1.5. I'm like, I'm going to bring some gifts for the kids. I got in there. My son loves the trucks, all the cars and trucks. I bought like 3 or 4 trucks and cars. And then the guy was like, oh, so, you know, do you have a boy or a girl? I said, a boy and a girl. So I got 3 trucks and then I was checking out. He's like, you didn't get anything for your daughter. I'm like, oh, she's fine. She's chubby.
She's chubby?
She'll be okay.
And so you didn't get her nothing?
Nothing.
You're going to make me cry on this podcast.
Oh. I can't
cry. I thought this was going to be, hold on. I thought this was going to be.
Don't let the mean lady
She's a girl.
Down.
I kept her. What the fuck do you want from me?
I thought this was going to be a gender thing. Like, I got 3 trucks because my daughter likes trucks. And she's like,
no, she likes little kitties.
She's like, no, I didn't get her shit. Okay.
Okay. So you didn't get her nothing. And who is FOA Schwartz and why does he get to sell toys?
It's a toy place, a toy store, I think. They just sell.
And how long ago was this?
That was 3 months ago, something like that. When I was last in New York, and June 2nd would be the Caroline show in June.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And how old are your kids?
3.5, 1.5. The daughter is 1.5. The son is 3.5.
So you're going to ding a chubby baby?
No, it's good to be chubby. She's blessed. She's chubby.
Yeah.
She didn't need a toy.
Okay. All right.
Well, she's young enough, too. I can kind of see, like, she's not going to remember it. She's not going to care.
Right. How old is she again?
1.5.
Bring her something to slobber on. She's probably cool. Right?
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I get that because she's not, you know.
She looks
also
like
very similar to taking Jess out on a date.
I know.
Also, she looks like my ex-husband.
Give her some slobber on.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
At the end of the story?
So where was FAO Schwartz again?
It's like a toy store in LAX.
Oh, in LAX. Oh, I thought
airport.
You said you were in New York.
No.
Oh, coming back
to New York.
Coming back from New York.
Oh, because I was all like, they closed FAO Schwartz in New York. And I was like, oh, I got it, right? Mm. And then you're like, no, it's at the airport.
LAX.
I'm
like, and so when this person like sort of called you out for not buying your kid a gift or a toy, what like you just pushed back and you were like, what did you actually say to the clerk?
I said, she'll be fine. She's chubby.
Uh-huh.
And what did they say?
They just like, they were shocked. They were like, they think I'm sexist, which I am.
Oh.
Okay.
Against women.
I mean, she looked like my ex-husband, you know, to be honest.
Oh.
Now we have.
I love her. I do.
Do they have different dads?
No, they have the same dad, unfortunately.
Oh. But the boy looks like you. He got lucky. The daughter, unlucky, looks like.
She's actually, he's hot. He's a nice hoe, but he's actually hot. So she's pretty.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
It has to be a terrible thing to have kids that look like your ex. Like my kids are adopted. So they don't look like my ex.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good.
What a relief.
Yeah. You are so smart.
It's a relief. More
you are
people
so
should
smart.
Do it. Yeah. That's how you should
so
do
when, but then you got home and you had these 3 trucks and then your little boy is like, yay, they're for me. And then the little girl is like, mom.
I forgot my wallet. I didn't get the Hello Kitty.
No, come on.
Yeah, she just.
All right.
Okay.
Any questions, anybody? Any questions?
I mean, she did add some good detail when she was talking about the 2 shirts. Now she changed that at Caroline's. That's some pretty good detail.
Yeah, it is.
But that doesn't mean she could have been at Caroline's, but she may have not bought the toys.
When were you at Caroline's?
I think I headlined June 2nd.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my son works there. I should have asked.
Oh, my God. He probably saw me. What's his name?
Cash.
Oh, the handsome one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him.
Well, I'm not going to say he's chubby. I would never call my son chubby on a fucking show. You know? But he's, he works the door there.
So, yeah, I know. Yeah. I met Cash, yes.
Oh, you met Cash?
I'm going back to Caroline's September 28th.
You are?
To do 1 hour and to do a charity fundraiser for the Stop Asian Hate movement.
Oh, you are? Wonderful.
Is it Stop Asian Hate so you
Except
can
Except hating my
it?
Ex-husband. He can take all the hate from everybody.
Those were so lined up. That was perfect.
All right. I love that you don't fuck around, man. I love that.
It's too late to fuck around.
I guess.
I'm not getting a lot of money from the divorce, so I have to, there's no plan B.
Yeah. Well, no, I feel your pain on that. Trust me. Mm. All right. So that's the first story. If there's any other questions, we'll move on to that second story.
No, definitely.
Story.
This second story, I like to compare. So yeah. This will be good.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're pretty crafty over there because of the fact that you told a very short story and that's mm-hmm. easy to stick to all the facts. So
right.
Yeah. There you go.
But it also opens you up to more questions.
Mm-hmm. It's
so you
got to
be
true.
More confident in your improv.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
All right, so your second story?
Second story is that my mom moved here last year because I had a second baby.
Uh-huh.
And she stayed with me during the hard times, the divorce, the fighting, and then now I'm a single mom. We both have, my mom helped me with the baby full time, and then uh-huh. I have a nanny full time. Uh-huh. So I got really lucky. I had to work very hard to yeah. make sure everything goes well. And then I remember I just started doing comedy before she came, and she we were just like, talking, and then I took her out. She came to take care of my son, but then she came back to China after my son was okay. But then I had a new baby.
Uh-huh.
During the pandemic, I just need my mom to come because there's two now. So she moved here full-time for the uh-huh. daughter. But before she moved here full-time, I decided to do comedy. I said, Mom, I want to do comedy in a restaurant. And she was like, just because you failed in acting because you are unattractive doesn't mean you can make it in comedy. Then I'm like, okay.
Okay, damn. This is the true damn. Story.
Damn.
Then Jesus. She's like, come closer to me. I said, you're not going to stop me here. It's not legal here. She's like, this is Arcadia. Like, there's no Chinese there, you know, there's all the Chinese people there. I'm like, I'm not going to, you know, like when your parents hate you, you know, like she asked uh-huh. you to come closer. I'm like, I can't. I have my makeup on. You can't do this.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a grown-ass woman's reply to that.
She's like, come closer.
Uh-huh.
I won't hit you, I promise you. I'm like, that's what you say whenever you hit me. So I got closer. I'm like, she can't do that, you know. I'm 31. I mean, I'm 30. She can't. I got closer to her. She's like, she starts whispering. She's like, honey, come closer. I said, you don't have to whisper, Mom. We're in a restaurant. Like, you can't whisper. She's like, I can't give my wisdom to those people for free.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah.
She's good. Okay. She's about to slap the shit out of you.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. I got close. She started whispering so loudly. You know, like she's like, do you know why you can't make it in comedy? I'm like, why? She goes, it's because not all ugly people are funny.
But you were like, but Mom, you got it.
Damn.
Oh my God.
For some reason, that makes the other story more believable.
Yeah, I know.
Because Asian parents are fucking ruthless. There's a trend here.
I don't know.
Shit. I said, Mom, I think you just prepared me for comedy. I'm ready now. They say comedy is dark and mean, but I don't think nobody can roast me the way you do, Mom.
Now, do you, you obviously still, you do love your mom.
I love her.
She's right.
She's right.
She's right about the fucking mascara.
She's right about it because there's some ugly people. They are not funny. They think they're ugly. They can be funny. They just go on like, I'm like, honey.
Stop it.
And I have people be like, I have girls come to me like, I would never do that. You dress up for stage. I would never dress up for stage because the people just get so distracted about my looks. I'm like, you don't have looks, honey. Like, we are comedians. We are not Scarlett Johansson. You can still dress up. We are still a two in LA.
Yeah, we're still women.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to dress up on stage.
Yeah,
you got weights on your feet though. Do you have weights?
No, I have
on
my vest. In
okay,
there.
Yeah, you know we are comedians.
I feel like she is talking directly to you, Jessica. Like the other day, listen to this. So
I'm
we're
pretty.
Here.
I'm pretty.
No, but this
the
is
voice
how me.
Nails it.
I'm pretty.
That's how you know, when she screams it like that and sounds like the Wicked Witch of the East. That's how you know she's hot.
Well,
talk dirty to me in bed.
I'm pretty.
The other night I was here and I had this shirt on and I'm standing with Jessica and she's like, man, that shirt makes you look
no,
old.
You asked me.
Oh.
You asked me when I thought about it because you already had a feeling that you didn't love me.
I really like the shirt, but she always says that when I wear anything that's girly, she's like, it makes you look old.
No,
as someone who was raised by two women and has a daughter at home, the proper way to say that, Jess, would be you're way too young for that shirt.
Yes.
Right? So that she knows it's her face that's beautiful. The shirt doesn't match her.
It's true. But just
like,
she,
you
but
look like a TikToker who's 17. Take this off. It's not.
But anyway, that's but so she sweet. In the that's blanks. So sweet that you said that. But
she filled, because you were like, what do you think about this shirt? And I was like, well, yeah, it's nice. And then you were like, kind of old, huh? And I was like, yeah.
No.
Yes, you did. Yes,
I
you
don't
did.
Remember the conversation. But here's the thing. So she has this thing she wears. It's like this weighted thing that
weighted
she
vest
that
the
she puts
on
over
TV said it's good.
The doctor on TV, and then she has ankle weights, right? And she's all standing there like this, and she's all like, "Yeah, you look fucking old." And I'm all like, "Well, at least I'm not walking around with exercise gear on me."
But like, you look old. Like, you look like a bouncer.
I know.
What are you?
I probably look like a transformer.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Well, so let's get back to that crazy second story of yours. How long ago was this?
That was, I think, 2019, the winter.
Okay.
No, 2020.
Is your mom back in
2020.
China now?
No, she's here.
She stayed this time.
She's here. Yeah.
Yeah. Is she going back to China?
No, she didn't trust me with the kids. Yeah. I trust her with the kids because my neighbor is a police chief. Uh-huh. She's not beating them.
Right.
What about your nanny?
I would be
she's,
careful of her whispering.
My nanny
though.
Is a Chinese. My nanny is a Chinese nanny. She like I was.
So
I was.
Does your mom like that though? She probably gets a little jealous.
The nanny?
No, your mom of the nanny.
She's not. The nanny is, she's mean as well. I was having, I'm like, I just feel like fried chicken today. I ordered a fried chicken and she took it and she threw it to the trash can. She's like, you are too fat to eat the fried chicken. I steal the fish for you. I just go to the market, bought a new fish. And you need to eat the steamed fish. Your best revenge to a husband is to be as hot as you can. Fuck him.
That's your nanny?
That's your nanny?
Nanny, yeah.
Damn.
Is she your nanny or the kid's nanny? Like, I want a nanny like that.
She's like a maid and nanny, like a two-in-one.
Okay.
She cook and clean, and she verbally abuse me, and she also take care of the kids. She likes them. She doesn't like me when I'm just like, let it go. She's like, you can't let it go now. You have to let go when you make it. Like, you have to let go.
Is this where the world's coming to, where the help now is in charge?
Yeah, she didn't. She never hit me before. She never hit me.
Yeah.
Jessica says that like she hasn't been the help for her whole life.
I was like, what, you mean I'm in charge now?
Well, any questions for that second story in specific? What restaurant were you in where your
Chengdu,
mother said?
Chengdu is a restaurant in Arcadia next to the 99 Ranch Mart in the strip mall. It's spicy food.
Okay.
Now, were you doing comedy in the in that same restaurant?
No, it was just the restaurant. I was just telling my mom I'm getting more serious with this open mic. I'm going to open my own comedy club. I'm like, I'm going to own my own place so I can do open mic 20 hours a day because I don't have enough time. That's what I did. I bought two clubs in 1 year. That's what happens when you don't marry for love.
Okay. Good to know.
Okay.
Yeah, young ladies, do not marry for love.
Oh,
it is overrated.
God. Wow.
Well, that is a lot to unpack.
Yeah, that is. Here's my other question. Has your mother ever seen you do comedy?
Ooh. She saw me live when I was doing it at the, the Asia Society gala dinner with all those fancy people.
Uh-huh.
Awkwafina, Lisa Ling, everybody's there. And then I remember they were honoring this Chinese-American Olympian. She won like 3 gold medals, whatever. I didn't go.
Whatever.
Yeah, she's the problem because she's so gorgeous. She's half. My mom is like Aidingu is half white, half Chinese. She's just like supermodel, gorgeous. She has a Tiffany deal. She's like just like 17, going to Stanford. My mom's like, Aidingu, so tall, so pretty. Why you no go Stanford? Why you no mixed? I'm like, Mom.
That's on you.
Well, I'm not mixed. Like, you fuck a Chinese man. Like, I'm not, like, if you fuck Mitch McConnell, I'll be in Stanford right now. I'm trying to convince all my classmates my dad is not gay. He's not a turtle, you know? Like, I just like, she, like, an Asian mom, like, oh, just blame you for everything. I'm like, I'm not mixed.
So you're divorced now. Are you dating?
I'm not yet dating. It's hard to find a man. Like, if you are I took out my IUD because I'm no longer having sex, right? I also, like, I'm just thinking, like, being
you're
a female.
You're Chinese, it makes it sound like you probably did it at home.
Yeah.
The way she said it, and she motioned, like, I just reached up there and got it. Yeah.
I just feel like being a female comedian is the best birth control method. Nobody's ever going to fuck you. Nobody's going to fuck me. They were like, you are a comedian? Ew. We don't want. Yeah,
now
no.
You've triggered me.
Nobody wants to fuck me.
No. That is
no, they'll
is,
fuck us.
Yeah.
They'll fuck us.
They fuck us. They fuck us, like, fuck us off a spot, but, like, they're not going to fuck us. Fuck
all
us.
Right. I was just thinking, I've been so bitter in all corners of the Comedy Store, and today I want to feel light, so I can't be bitter down here about the Comedy Store today.
Don't be bitter.
I know. I'm trying not to be bitter. Like, I went through this phase where I was so angry at men and that whole thing, and then,
I'm pretty
you
angry
know,
at men. Yeah. Thanks, David.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But, I've been saying that my whole life.
There's some good men.
Okay.
They just got married and they are gay.
Okay.
I agree. I'm telling you, all the married men that ones are emotionally good. Available
yeah.
are with men.
I know.
All right. So,
I feel like I'm allowed to chime in on that.
You,
so I'm just going to let it go.
Please chime in. You can chime in, David.
Let it go.
Okay.
Let it go.
The podcast took a weird turn. Anyway, it might have been my fault. So, any other questions about that second story of hers?
Well, okay. Oh, so then you started, that's when you started taking comedy seriously after that.
Yeah.
Did your mom ever apologize and say, you are funny, or I was wrong?
Well, she was at that event, and Lisa Ling was sitting next to her. She said, Lisa who? I'm like, that goes my career in Hollywood. And then I went on stage, and then she saw, she's like, why are they laughing? So she was proud, but she's like, they are
but
all
she
laughing.
She didn't understand it.
Yeah. She's like, they're like, they are all laughing. Oh my God. Yeah. So she's like, maybe you are funny. I'm like, maybe. She's like, so all the verbal abuse worked. It's good. You have a sense of humor.
So when did you say this happened? When was the restaurant?
2019 in
Arcadia. I think right before I opened my comedy club. I opened it 2020, my son's birthday, when his birthday, February 17th. So like January. Or December or January.
And how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 1.5 now.
I know. We keep asking that question. Yeah, hopefully,
well, the math
that will trip you up. I know. We've all asked that already. Okay. 3 times each.
Yeah. What do you think she's going to be like? Psych, I don't have a little girl.
And how old
oh,
is...
Oh, no!
How old is your daughter?
I don't remember. She didn't right. exist.
So she told you this about a year before she saw you live. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying, basically?
Yeah.
And so the lie that we're going to vote on is that the story is just about your mother being so mean about comedy. That's what we're voting, right? That's the story, right?
She's mean about me.
Yeah, that's where I stopped the note
the
for meat, that
okay,
summary.
Sorry.
It's just that, yeah, she was
okay, I just wanted to understand that. Okay, so that's a great, you have great stories. The first one is very simple. And
that one's pretty simple, too. Like she's good about not adding too much fluff. For
yeah, but she was leaning in and really acting it out. And in the first one, there was no act out. It was just...
Yeah, she was very Chinese with
my mom called me dumpling lips because in China, you have big lips is ugly. So when I was little, my lips are big. She called me dumpling lips and she asked me to suck the lips in before I go to school. Because other kids, they make fun of me too.
You have beautiful lips.
I was running on the track with one girl in middle school. I'm like, and we both fall and she broke her nose. I didn't. I'm like, mom, I'm so flexible. I didn't break my nose. She goes, your lip touched the ground first.
Damn.
Are you in therapy? Like,
no, she goes on stage.
Yeah, I go on stage. Yeah. And then my mom is like, don't go to... I'm like, mom, I'm going to... Whenever like I'm successful, whenever I try to spend money, I said, I'm seeing my therapist. I'm paying her $200 an hour. She's like, no. She talked to you. You charge money for your video. She pay you to talk to you. I said, no. She won't pay me. She should pay you $1,000 to talk to you for 1 hour. I said, she can't... No, she's not paying me any money. She's like, why don't you talk to me for free?
Aww.
I said, you are the reason why I need to talk to her.
Aw, that's sweet, though.
You want a quick recap?
Yeah, let's do a recap. Yeah.
Okay, so it won't take long. These are short stories. So the first one, she came from New York to LAX. She was wearing jeans and a Caroline's t-shirt that she got for free.
Yeah.
She loves free things because trauma.
Yeah.
And she's a single mom with 2 kids, so she said she bought some toys.
I'm sorry, how old is her daughter?
She doesn't have a daughter anymore. Single mom with two kids, 18 months. I'm going a year and a half old. So she bought some toys, but she only bought three trucks, all for her son and nothing for her daughter, because she's chubby and apparently lucky to be alive being
very
female.
Lucky. Very.
And so the clerk kind of challenged her and was like, you don't have anything for your daughter. You're not going to buy her anything. And the answer was, she's chubby. She's going to be fine. And that was it. Like, okay. He just kind of, it was a guy, I'm guessing.
He's a guy, and he looked like he's a feminist.
Okay.
Feminist?
Yeah, he looked like he just, like, he loves women.
Did he have an asymmetrical haircut?
He has a nose ring, everything, and, like, nail polish.
Good eye.
Blogger. Good eye. BuzzFeed. Works for BuzzFeed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he just, like.
Vice.
Yeah. All right.
Got it. Yep. Okay.
That's a good
which,
recap.
I mean, I could see someone kind of challenging you maybe at the register. On something like that, or maybe playful, maybe
because you didn't you go sweet. In saying I need something
for my kids.
And did you have your kids with you?
No.
Oh, okay.
So he's like a boy or a girl. I'm like a boy and a girl. Like, oh, that's great. So
gotcha.
I start picking the trucks. He was trying to take me to the corner. The other side is the girl thing, pink thing. I just like I'm done.
Oh right.
Then okay. I just wouldn't check out. He's like,
do you hate Hello Kitty?
I mean, it's Japanese.
So yeah. Clearly.
Oh, my niece went through a Hello Kitty phase.
I hate Kitty nails. I'm glad I got rid of them before.
I'm kidding. I think it's cute. I think it's very cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want Hello Kitty stands to come after you.
It's cute.
Yeah.
The second
she
story,
loved Hello Kitty, though.
The second story is her mom moved to the U.S. recently to help her with her new baby, if there is one.
This was during the pandemic, because she had a pandemic.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And her mom said she was only doing comedy because she was too ugly to be an actress. So her mom told her to come close. She was afraid to be hit. I'm traumatizing her right now as I said, come close. She's like clenching. But she leaned in and her mom said, do you know why you can't make it in comedy? Because not all ugly people are funny.
You know what gets me?
You're so pretty though.
I'm ugly in China.
No,
they want you to. You want to be a bleached asshole, white, and with like no lips, like a baby bird asshole lip. Like that's the standard beauty.
I'm oh God, sitting, I was. I'm sitting right
born
here.
Born in the wrong country, I tell you. So, but you know what gets me?
I did a beauty pageant when I was 2014 in LA. I was Miss China. I called Mom. I am Miss China. She's like a. She's like
those
a.
Lips.
She's like a. Who are you competing with? So I show the photos. They are all pretty girls. And it's like, I see. America is scheming China. They voted the ugliest girl to be Miss China to bring shame to us. And she got so angry. She got so angry. Because America has, there's like some supermodel. They have small eyes. They are like big lips, like Asian girls with dark skin and skinny and tall. They are not pretty in China, but they are beautiful. My mom's like, why do they have those ugly people to be models that's Asian? It's the whole thing.
Did she say you look Filipino?
She wouldn't say that. She wouldn't go that far. She,
Jesus.
She
right.
She
so
called
you're
me
meaner than her mom. That's Jesus. What we just discovered.
Jesus, way to go, Jessica. Anyway,
I learned that from Rick Ingram. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, blame it on Rick Ingram. Blame your craziness.
I almost threw out a Joe Coy quote while going. I was like, I'm too white to do that.
Yeah.
I can't even talk that out. So you got to leave it alone.
Well, here's the thing that gets me is when you first told that story. After you said the thing about she leaned in and said, not all ugly people are funny, you laughed so hard. And then when you repeated the story, you laughed so hard. So it's a
and
weird.
And she nodded like, can you believe that shit? Like,
yeah,
it's...
but it's also like one of those crazy things you're saying that I think that where you're just making shit up.
We need to know. I need to know why. Why didn't you get your little girl something?
So are we finalized the voting?
I think she wants to vote before she answers that question.
Are we
going to
review the answer?
Okay. I'm going to, I want to vote before.
Okay.
Because I disagree with you.
Okay.
I think the first story is the lie, and I think the second story is true.
Oh, I'm the complete opposite. I think the second story is the lie, and I think the first story is you were probably just trying to be funny to the clerk, and the kid's a year and a half old, you know, she just wants to be with her mommy.
No.
You know, even though the babysitter is probably in her ear telling her, don't trust that bitch. You know what I mean?
So, no, I believe the second story because her mom is funny as hell, and funny parents make funny kids. We know that, and we know she's hilarious. I know my parents roasted my ass all the time. They were funny as hell.
Yeah, I've now realized though, because my dad's a narcissist.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. But it still works.
We picked on each other a lot too.
Yeah. Oh my god, Jessica.
Yeah, but I think, and then by the way, she inadvertently told 3 or 4 other stories in the exact same line about her mom kind of being mean, roasting her. Either she did it to just like throw us off, or it felt more natural. So it seemed like she was actually just describing this the way her mom is. All the other stories built a profile about her mom that matches that other story. And typically, people who grow up with parents that kind of treat them a little shitty will go overboard and do extra shit and spoil their kids.
Yeah.
So I could see her definitely buying stuff for a kid that's a year and a half.
Right. Like when you made your daughter that over salmon and quinoa and green beans, and I was like, damn, I'm coming over.
Yeah, because I had, yeah, I cooked
that. That's why she's pretty, because you feed her good shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I grew up on Hamburger Helper in the trailer park.
Yep.
Yes. So, yeah.
I loved Hamburger Helper.
I didn't. I hated it four times a week.
Really?
My
sister would have to.
My mom would buy 2 boxes. We'd go to the grocery store. She'd buy 2 boxes and meat, and she'd go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then she'd go, no shit, she'd be like, yon yon for Friday. I'm like, I'm 13, what do you mean? I'm on my own. She's like, spend the night with your buddy. I'm like, shit, okay. That's how broke we were. Wow. So yeah, my daughter gets salmon and quinoa, absolutely.
Do you know what Hamburger Helper is?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, don't ever buy it. Yeah.
I mean, I'll eat it now because you kind of miss it, but back then.
It brings back memories.
I never buy it. I just refuse.
All right, what's your thoughts on
I think
stories?
That the first story is a lie. I think you're lying. I mean, that was a good detail with the Caroline t-shirts. Plus, I come from such a shitty family now that I'm really realizing. And okay. You know, and
it's called adulthood.
Right. I've been working, through my own trauma. I recently was kidnapped. So I think I'm pretty.
Oh, yeah.
yes, you are, Jessica.
You are beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's 2 sentences you don't hear often together. I just recently was kidnapped. I'm pretty.
Me so pretty.
Yeah, thank you.
You just say me so pretty.
Me so pretty.
No. Yeah. Oh, God.
But so I think that...
Please don't encourage her. Please don't.
So I think the second story is true as hell. It's true as hell.
Yeah.
Her mama scarred her.
Yeah.
That's why we're all up here laughing.
And by the way, when you think about all the comedians that are parents of immigrants, the stories are very similar. They are ruthless.
Yes.
You're never good enough. If you fail, it's because you're stupid, you're ugly, you're dumb, you don't try hard. It's a common theme.
Dude, that happened in the trailer park. I mean, come on.
That's true. Here,
yeah, the trailer park friends and the Asians can get along very well because we speak the same language.
Yes, because my nail art people back when I was in high school, they were Vietnamese. His name was Tony. They lived in a trailer park. I went over their trailer and we would get high. With my nail guy.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, nice.
Sniff that nail glue.
Way to connect with our guest today.
Yeah. That's amazing. Wow.
It's a love fest. All right. So then you guys are going to vote that the first story is a lie.
Right.
I'm going to vote that the second story is the lie.
So you don't think her mom would say that to her?
I think if her mom said it to her, it's because her mom's funny to make you laugh.
Sure.
So if the story is your mom's this cruel woman that just puts you down at every turn, I think that's a lie.
She's not cruel. She's just Asian.
No. What's going on here? I'm bookended it on camera with you, Fox. You're saying this shit.
That's like saying your dad wasn't cruel. He was just white trash.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the point.
That's the right.
He doesn't think he's being mean.
Yeah.
It's just a very direct, you're not good enough. Like, I've seriously, like, if you think about, let's see.
My dad held a gun to our head to say our prayers.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty mean.
That's pretty redneck. I mean, mean.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why we're here.
Yeah. Okay, way to bring it down there, Jessica.
You're welcome.
So then I'm going to vote that the second story is the lie, because I don't think your mom's that mean. But it is true if your mom was saying that in jest to be funny, because you probably are. You know, we all had funny moms over here, mm-hmm. you know.
So. My mom was a crackhead.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes, Jessica.
I'm giving my mom weed. My mom
was
getting weed.
She was pretty before the crack, though.
Nice.
Okay. You're not going to screech that. She was pretty before the crack.
We're going to stay after and talk to you. Okay. We're going to stay after.
So the big question here, mm-hmm. which story is the lie?
The first one. I bought her Hello Kitties yes. in different color and the fucking so unicorn, big unicorn pillows and books, because I'm going to spoil the shit of my daughter.
And why? Why are you going to spoil her?
Oh, like, I don't know. I'll fuck Mitch McConnell to get her in Harvard. I don't give a fuck. She's going to Harvard. She's going to Harvard Westlake. She's driving the best car. She's wearing the best clothes, because I wasn't allowed to wear pink because my skin was too dark. In China, kids still just rock on me. They were like,
"It's so crazy." They
tell me, "Go back to Africa." Can you believe?
Really?
The racist
That's
shit.
Horrible.
Yeah. In every level, because I wasn't allowed to wear pink. I steal my sister's pink dress, and I got people start bullying me, and then I just stopped wearing pink. I cut my hair short. I became a boy. I just start read books and be good at school so I can have friends. I hate it. I can't be a girl. And then I wasn't pretty as a girl. I wrote a letter.
I'd just been watching that Lizzo show, the dance show. They had a Korean girl on there. She's a little chunky, but like not big really at all compared mm-hmm. to all the other girls. She was tiny, but mm-hmm. she would get picked on heavy in Korea. And she could not be a K-pop star.
Yeah, that's my childhood. I was writing this love letter to this boy I like from middle school. And he's like, I can't date you. You are too dark for me. I can't. It's going to be bad. My friends are going to make fun of me. It was so disgusting. So disgusting. I want to come to America because I watched this movie, Halle Berry. She's a lead. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is wrong? Maybe it's something wrong with them, the way they think. Mm-hmm. I'm going to become pretty. And that's why I came here. I love acting, performing. I learned a business. But I went back to China. Oh, God. When I just got married before the baby, my ex invested in a TV show.
Did you marry a Chinese guy?
Yeah, that's the first Chinese man I dated. I mean, I married. I never did a Chinese guy because they don't like my skin. But
right.
But he was rich, so it was...
Yeah, okay.
And then they worked out. In China, they said that I was playing the lead. Like, directors like, you are not convincing to be the love interest. Your skin's too dark. So I was getting the IV treatment to remove the melatonin from my
you
skin.
Were?
I was like, you know what? I left China. I fought so hard to love myself, my skin color. You know what? Fuck this shit. I'm out. I don't want this movie.
Good for you.
I don't want to play this bleached asshole bitch. I'm fine. They were like, you have to cover your face. Your face too big. I'm like, this is a big. I did a spray tan. I'm like, I love my skin. I love my skin. I love my skin. I'm done. Bye, bitch. That's what I did. They said she left because she's mentally unstable. Mentally unstable.
Wow.
I can't.
Good
I fought my whole life
yourself.
To love so, my skin. I yeah. can't just
you...
go to China and lie to the people that I'm yeah. white. That's the only reason I can be the love yeah. interest. I was rejected because I was dark. After 15 years again? Seriously? Mm-hmm. No, hell no. I want the girls different color, different skin, like different size to love themselves. You can never be enough by motherfucker standard,
so
but you are enough.
Are you right. are yeah. you on your mom about like not talking that way to your own daughter?
Oh, she loves my daughter. She thinks my daughter is a gift from Buddha. She thinks my daughter just like, thank God you didn't get your mom's eye. Your eyes are so pretty.
Oh,
thank God.
Jesus.
You have the cutest Jesus. Smile. You're like, your smile sounds like Celine Dion. I'm like, Mom.
Jesus.
She's
you want to know what my Instagram feed is full of? Dogs and Asian babies.
Asian babies are cute.
Oh,
so my mom is like, she tell my daughter, she's like, thank God you didn't get your mom's legs. Your mom have short legs. Your legs tall like your dad. Thank God you are so. Thank God your skin's so pale.
Why?
Your mom.
Why?
She tell him how, she tell her how pretty she is, but just also mentioned that she did not get my flaws.
Wow.
Flaws.
Wow.
Poor That's thing. Not how we women grow up in the trailer park. I mean, the worst thing your mom does is throw you some tweezers and some bleach and say, get on it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. That's all you do when you talk
right,
about your
If you
looks
have any major table. Flaws, you just get a wolf tattoo covered up.
Mm-hmm. I know, yes.
Okay. My aunt Amy did that. Exact thing.
Yeah. Dude, I have this friend who got a tattoo of a corn dog and right on the inside of her thigh when she turned 16. This is a totally true story.
16?
Right on the inside of her thigh. It was a corn dog, and it had mustard and flames, and it spelled out daddy. I swear to God. I swear to God. Yeah. Yes, oh my God. I swear to God. A lot of body makeup for her now as an adult.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's how you turn 16, though.
Damn. Who just has to get a corn dog?
A corn dog, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't That's that... all American, I guess.
Thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest on our podcast.
Thank you, for having me. You guys
funny.
Are so cool.
You made me cry. I laughed so hard, and you made me.
I was gonna be real mad if you didn't get your little girl something.
Oh, but I got her more toys.
I like you again.
I got her more toys than Winston. Listen, like, why she had five? I have three. I'm like, because her penis is missing, bitch.
Tell him because he's chubby. That's
I know you triggered Jessica with that line, though.
I just want to say,
chubby baby's a good baby. Yeah. If you're a chubby baby, you know, like they are smart. They know how to, like, you know, when you're little, you're getting food. That's smart kids get food. And then, like, when you are, like, you know, you get dicks, then you get money. It's,
okay.
Yeah. It's food, dicks, and money.
Okay. I'm still learning that one.
Yeah. Dicks hard.
I get dicks in jail or dicks in...
Okay. This is the saddest podcast ever. Jesus.
I want to say one thing real quick. It's not going to be funny, and it's going to bring us down a little. But I just want to say, it can't be anything worse than Jess has said. no, like, I think a lot of people, especially young girls, who kind of get constantly told that, either by their parents or by society, you can go one of two ways. You can go really dark and deep and be depressed and sort of internalize it. And I'm just, like, so happy for you.
She came out like a
butterfly. You went the other way, and you're just strong and resilient and hilarious and beautiful. Please don't tweet about me. I'm sorry. But
thank
like,
you
it's,
so much.
It's
thank
like,
you, Dr.
I'm
Lee
so
from
happy.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah. I'm just happy that you took that and, like, you've now used that against that world, and you're becoming a success. And
thank you.
It's
just, oh, he called me a success.
It's inspiring to see it.
Honestly. Mom, do you think I'm successful? He said it. We are in the world famous comedy store basement.
So there you go. There
it
you
counts.
Go.
It counts. It is in the location.
And we'll just cry at home.
Well, yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us. What do you have coming up? Do you have any shows coming up or anything you'd like to plug?
Tomorrow night. Oh, the big shows. Yes. Oh, I'll be in New York City September 21st to 29th. I'll be doing Caroline's, The Stand, and the Comedy Cellar. And I have shows every week, Thursday at the Improv and the Laugh Factory Hollywood, Tuesday in Venice. And weekends, just I do my club every weekend. I do 8 shows at my club. I do a lot of shows because I want to catch up with the time I'm not doing comedy.
Wonderful, wonderful. David, do you have anything coming up?
I do. It's all at davidcsmalley.com. All my stuff. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and my website. It's all David C. Smalley.
Okay, wonderful. Jessica?
I'm at Jess Wellington, too, on everything. Follow me. What I have coming up is a tummy tuck, bitches.
Yes, yes.
Damn. Oh, wow.
September 6th, I'll see you in the operating room.
Awesome.
Wow,
awesome.
You should live stream your tummy tuck.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. Seriously?
If they would let me.
That's amazing.
The one doctor let me film the popping of the... I'll shut up.
Okay, yeah.
No, now she's going to wake up right out of surgery.
Now I'm even more pretty!
We were coming. Rooting to you for you.
Sorry,
until you
Sam
said that.
I'll change your name in my phone to Me So Pretty.
Yes! Yeah.
And as always, you can catch my Age Against the Machine show here at the Comedy Store least once a month. I have one coming up in September and in October, and that's where you mash up old gangsta comedians with the youngins. You should do my show one
day. Oh my God, I'd love to.
We're going to get everyone on the show. Jessica's done it, and so I hope to see some faces out there. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Comedy Store, Jessica.
And you have been lied to.